One floor shot, try and turn the corner.
And spreading the court for El Amin. 10 seconds remaining. El Amin off the Bosco. He was blessed. The shot wouldn't drop.
Welcome to E-Society Podcast.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's Zizu back again. E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. And this is episode 136. I had to make sure about that. And here we are today. We're talking a little March Madness. If you listen to our In the Truck edition of NBA Check-In, you heard us talking about March Madness. Mez says he never really messed with March Madness bracket before. So here we are here today to talk about the bracket, how it's all lined up, and what picks the Nez is going to make. But before I go any further, he's ready to make his picks. It's the Nez.
Yo, what's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is going to be March Madness picks. I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know any of these teams. And we're doing this, if you guys want to join us, we're doing this on Yahoo. How would they search? Just E Society or...
Yeah, the easiest way would be to go to our E-Society Facebook page. I dropped the link in there. You can follow that link right there and join that. I also set up an ESPN one if that's better for you. Those are usually the two go-to ones. But Nez joined the ESPN one, so that's the one that's going to have both of us. So if you're interested, definitely join.
I joined the Yahoo one.
Yeah. That's fine.
Oh, I thought you said the ESP one. All right, now I'm all logged in. Took me a minute, everyone, because I couldn't remember my password. So, where do I go from this for after I join the page? What do I do?
All right, once you're in there, it should be. I'm looking just at the app on the phone, the Yahoo Sports app, and there's a button for creating a bracket. So you should be able to see that. I assume you're doing this on desktop, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there should be a create bracket button somewhere. Because it should say like create group, create bracket, join group. Oh, I just seen the number pop for two. MacNez's majestic bracket.
What is that? Is that just... I didn't put that, so I don't know.
So, yeah, no, it auto gives you a name because the majority of people don't name their group, so it just auto generates a name. You can edit that to whatever you want. You can find that. But, yeah, now that you're in the group, your bracket's ready, you should be able to just click on that bracket, and then you can start editing how the picks go.
Okay,
and so. Yeah, you'll see, like, for example, in the East region, we got Duke, the number one seed, versus either NCCU or NDSU. And that is because that whoever gets that 16 seed, they actually play in the first four, like a play-in, like the real small schools, as you can see, that NCCU and NDSU. So, another hint, I want you to fill out this however you want, because we were talking about in the car that it seems like the less you know, the better you do at these things. But one thing I will tell you is a one seed has never lost to a 16 seed until last year. It was the first time it ever happened last year. So, It's unlikely to happen again. Like the one seed could lose in the second round, but it's highly unlikely because it happened for the first time ever last year that a 16 will beat a one.
So, okay, I'm doing the East right now. You just drag a name over?
Yeah, or I think you can just click on that team's name. That's how you do it on the app. So you would just press Duke, and then Duke pops to the round of 32.
I just drug it over there.
Okay, yeah.
So, I picked, it was Duke, and I don't even know.
Yeah, like I said, the 16, like, it just doesn't happen. Like, that's the one thing I can tell you.
No, but what's NCCU? I don't.
It's like I said, it's a play-in game. Like, that, it's either going to be one or two of those schools. It's the first four games that are played.
I only picked Duke because I've heard that name before. But what does NCCU stand for?
It's a really small college.
Okay, and NDSU is the same?
Is another college. They're going to play, and then they're going to get that 16 seed. Oh, okay. So they have to play a game to get in.
All right, well, I don't know who they are, so I just picked Duke. My next pick, yeah. I don't know what VCU or UCF is.
Virginia Commonwealth and University of Central Florida.
All right, I'm going to go with Florida. I have no idea.
That's for the best.
Everyone listening, like I said, I don't know none of this. I have no idea. I'm just picking.
Yeah, and that's how we want it.
All right,
because I'd be shocked, honestly, if you don't do better than me in this, because that's just how crazy the tournament is. It's basically impossible to get a perfect bracket. That's why they always offer, like, win $1 million if you pick a perfect bracket. Well, you have better odds of winning the lottery than you do getting a perfect bracket. It's basically impossible.
So am I doing my whole bracket right now, or am I just doing the first games?
Yeah, you're doing the whole thing now. So you go through and you pick all those first round games. That's the round of 64, and then you'll pick the round of 32, and then the Sweet 16, then the Elite Eight, then the Final Four, then the championship game, and you're champion. So,
All right, I'm just gonna do this. You can just as possible.
You can just shoot through. Yeah, all just right. Shoot through and be like
Mississippi, this team. Virginia Tech, Belmont, Yale. Ooh, yeah, Yale, Louisville, Bradley, Gonzaga. I never even heard of that. That Baylor or Balor or what is that?
Baylor. Yeah, Baylor. It's a school in Texas.
Syracuse. Murphy. Is that Murphy Street or what is that state?
Murray State. Yeah, I know. We don't want to give you too many insider tips, but they have a guy that's probably going to go number two in the NBA draft. So
Vermont's my next one. I guess I'll go Buffalo. North Kentucky, Texas Tech. I guess I got to go with Nevada.
Yeah, they have a good team this year. They actually almost went undefeated, but once they lost, then they were just worried about getting to the tournament. And a lot of people in the coverage I've watched are picking Florida for the upset, but Nevada's got talent. They've got two brothers that are really dominant.
Just picking random ones. Nevada. So that's that. All right, now I'm gonna go back to the top again. I kind of like Virginia Tech. Yale. Gonzaga. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I like that name.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay. I'm just rooting for the Wolfpack guys. So, yeah. Virginia Tech, I'll take them there. And then that's just one side. Okay, and then
right.
Virginia Tech and the Wolfpack. And then it says national final April 8th. Do I have to pick? I got to pick a score?
That's only for the final game, and that's like a tiebreaker thing. Okay. But yeah, you can fill out the South and the Midwest.
All right. Virginia, Oklahoma, Oregon, because we just drove through there.
Yep.
UC Irvine, that's California.
Yep.
Villanova, I've heard of that. Purdue, I've heard of. I know some people are probably just laughing at me.
No, it's I swear. You'd be shocked. That's the way these brackets go.
Colgate. Like, I don't even know where that is.
The less you know, the better.
I'll be New Mexico. Ohio, go Ohio. Houston for the horror returns guys.
Shout out.
I don't even know what this Wofford or whatever.
Wofford or Seton Hall.
Yeah. Adeline or whatever that is. I don't know what that is. I'm gonna go Oklahoma. I'll go Oregon. And Oregon again here. And Oregon.
Oregonian.
Villanova. This one. New Mexico. Houston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good pick.
I believe it is all filled out.
To the finals?
Yeah.
The final four?
Yeah. Okay.
Who is your final four?
Virginia Tech. This is on the left-hand side. Virginia Tech and the Wolfpack. And on the right-hand side, this is just top to bottom. Oregon. What is their mascot?
The Ducks.
Okay. Oregon. And then Houston. I assume that's University of Houston.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're Cougars.
All right. Now what?
Okay. So you pick the winner of the matchup between East and West, and then South and Midwest, and then they drop into the championship game. Then you pick your championship game winner, and that's where you pick the final score, winner or loser. Score.
Okay, now this is where I am not familiar. Are these usually high scoring games? And what's the highest?
They're traditionally in the 60s and 70s for college, since they do two halves instead of the four quarters.
60 and 70.
Yeah, in the 60s and the 70s. In that 20-point range is where the final score's in.
And it can be any number, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For example, I did 72 to 67 as a final score.
79 to 69. Let's
try that. There you go.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Yeah, it should say somewhere 63 of 63 picks made, and as long as it says that, then you're good. And who is your national champion?
Nevada.
Wolfpack. Yeah, there you go.
So do I drag the national champion up there?
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't already, right. For your championship pick.
All yeah. Right. Okay, now assume I did everything right.
Yeah, as long as there should be a save button somewhere. It might auto save on desktop. I know on the app you have to press the little save button.
Okay, 63 out of 63 picks made. Yep. Save bracket. All right, my bracket is saved.
There you go. You're set. Congratulations. Your first ever online March Madness bracket.
So every time I go check on these after the whole thing's going, it'll...
Yeah, as soon as the games start on Thursday morning, as soon as results start to come in, your bracket will start to have greens for the ones you got right and reds for the ones you got wrong. And if something tragic happened, like Nevada lost in the very first game, your bracket would be crushed. You'd have a whole red line from the first all the way to your championship. So that's when you hear people say, oh, my bracket's busted. Usually that's what they're talking about. So it's okay to lose a few here and there, but you want your final four to stay intact for your points to keep going up as the week goes on.
All right. I am going to take a picture of this. Just my final four.
There you go. Yeah. Well, and while you do that, I'll let everybody know that's listening. My final four, I've got Duke, Texas Tech, Tennessee, and North Carolina, with the championship game being a renewal of that classic rivalry, Duke and North Carolina, with Duke winning the national championship. Zion, Cam Reddish, and RJ Barrett go out a champ, 72-67. I know that's the popular pick, and a lot of times popular picks don't win, but Zion is once in a lifetime, and I think he's going to take it all the way. So, yeah.
All right. Any of you Wolfpack fans out there, I'm only picking them because that's the closest university to me. Plus, I had friends that went there, so... Shout out to Paul and GMT. Joel didn't go there, did he? Or
yeah, Sherry? No, Joel and Sherry both went there.
All right.
And it's funny, like going back and forth with them, because at first they were like not having school pride, and I was like, oh, I kept telling, oh, you don't like UNR, but no, they've come around. Of course they like UNR. Of course, the thing that they were most sour about is when they were going there, it wasn't as built up as it is now. So they felt like they didn't get to take advantage of all the facilities that they have now.
All right. I can take a picture, but it doesn't show my score very good.
I'll
just take that.
Oh, yeah. One other thing, too. Now that you're set and saved, I noticed here, and like I said, at least on the app, they usually have things you can join just for the heck of it. You can add the bracket you already did. You don't have to fill out another one. But for example, here on Yahoo, they have something, Best Bracket Millionaire, a Verizon group, and something Big League Impact. And if you add your bracket to those, you're eligible for some kind of like real prize if your bracket, you know, ends up being the best or one of the best.
So if I just clicked on enter contest, I'm in.
Yeah. It should. And it'll say something like, you know, it'll have almost like a pop-up saying, you know, do you adhere to the rules of this contest? And yes. And
what are the rules? Did you enter this?
Yeah, all three.
All right, I'm just going to press enter. I don't know what the rules are. I mean, but.
You can click on it. It's just one of those standard, huge, long things. Terms contain a binding arbitration agreement.
Like what?
Class action, jury, trial, waiver clauses, all that. You know. Standard stuff.
Like what? I mean, what's the standard stuff? Am I signing my life away, or
Well, no, I'm sure it's like whatever you win for this best bracket millionaire. I'm sure you win the million, but I'm sure, you know, you're agreeing to, you know, pay taxes, and you're not going to come after Yahoo or Subway for any other reason. All the legal stuff that covers them.
Well, as long as they break me off my money, I don't care. And of course they're going to take, they take the taxes out before they even hand me a check, man.
Right.
Okay.
It's all that liability stuff, basically. The fact that they're giving you a prize and they don't want you to think like, oh, you can claim they owe you other stuff, you know?
Okay. Congratulations. You're entered into the best bracket millionaire contest. All right. So how do I get back to... All right, I am in it to win it.
Yeah, and that's cool that you're in that one too, because that has some, you know, 7 million people in it, so you can truly gauge your picks against a group like that. It'll give you a ranking where you fall in the millions, you know, of people.
Yeah.
All between right. You and me, it'll rank us 1 and 2.
All
and,
right. Let's put this on wax.
Yeah.
If I win or if you win, we got to do something.
Sure.
Go somewhere with this millions, and hopefully we don't blow it all. Like, let's live it up in New York or something, or maybe we'll if we. I don't know. I mean, we'll do some. There's no saying. We're just saying this, ladies and gentlemen.
we'll broadcast from Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna win. Maybe if we do win, we'll go broadcast from the Anchor Studios in Manhattan, or we can also
Red Bank
broadcast in Red Bank, New Jersey, at a shared universe. I don't think it's Red Bank. I think it's like the next town over. It's really close. I can't remember where shared universe is. Ming told me, but I don't remember. But I mean, it's still cool. Either way, if we win, we'll fly out there, because I ain't flying standby. We're gonna first class it all the way there.
Yep.
It'll have to be a family affair, because it can't just be the two of us. But
right.
Exactly. I don't know. We'll see. And there's another thing. I do not want to go during the summer. It is too hot. I'd rather go around New York Comic Con time.
Right.
The weather's perfect, and give us something to do, other than blowing all our money at the con. But
right.
Yeah. All right, man. My four are picked, or my whole 60. Is it 63? Yeah. 63 teams are picked. My final four, again, are Virginia Tech and Nevada. And then Oregon and Houston. So, my winner for the whole thing, I'm picking Nevada. Score will be 79-69. So, everyone, cross your fingers, say a little prayer, light a candle for me, and hopefully, for both of us, hopefully one of us wins.
Yeah, no doubt. And if you hear this in time, join the bracket. They close right before the start of the first game on Thursday morning. So, yeah, go ahead. The group's open. Anyone can join. You can find the link right there on the Facebook page, East Society Facebook. So, yeah, join up.
Yep. All right, everybody. I think that's going to be it. This is a short one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else. Plus, it's late.
Where
we're at.
Almost midnight.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody, thank you so much. And again, I have no idea. If you're a faithful listener to the show, like a brother Steve, you would know, like he would know, I know nothing about basketball. So,
yeah. But like I keep saying, I'd be shocked if you don't get more right than me, just because that's why it's called March Madness. You can't predict this stuff.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Check out everything on the Podbean, Skater Podcast Network, or Skater Nest Podcast. I'm sorry, I'm tired.
Skater Podbean?
No, Skater Nest Podcast Network. That's all on Podbean. Or you can hear it on multiple platforms. Google Podcast. No, not Google. I'm sorry. Apple Podcasts. I know I'm on Breaker as well as CastBox. The feed's on there. And check out our Anchor. We got a ton of Anchor shows on there. And
a lot of good stuff.
Our bank account is climbing. We're almost to $2. We're at $1.98. So
Woo! Keep
listening to those shows. And Anchor listeners, you can also, if you don't have the Anchor app, you can also listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Check out those shows and do listen to our little ad we did. I think we need to re-record that one, but
hey, it's cool. It's funny. Just a little inside baseball for you. We got to a part where it was supposed to keep going, finish off the ad, and he threw it to me. So I was like, yeah. So, you know, I was just improvising there when I was like, yeah.
I'm looking at the downloads for our last we pumped out 1, 2, 3, 4 shows on the regular network, our Road to ECC, then we pumped out a ESP at the Movies, Triple Frontier. I dropped a MacNez podcast, episode 108 with Wicked Wednesdays. Check that one out. And then two more E-Societies, episodes 134 and 135. The ECC 2019 experience and then the Funko HQ experience. All the shows, or the last two shows, they're not very long. So do check those out and everything on Anchor. And I think that's about it. Oh, this is what everyone's doing now. I think we should start doing it. Please go and rate and review us on either Podbean or iTunes. I don't know what it does, but everyone's always saying to do that. So
5-star only, because the less stars you get, it actually sinks your pod. What people say, I always hear, is go ahead and give us that 5-star. It'll raise our visibility. But if you got an issue, then you just leave that in the comments. So leave us a 5-star review and then just voice your issues.
Yeah, then
in the comments.
Then give it to us. So. But yeah, if your issues are with me, mine's not gonna change. So you'll be wasting your time. But give us that 5-star rating before you try to bash me. Because if you do, okay, that's your opinion. But I'm not changing for anybody. So
no doubt,
that's still gonna be the cranky old man that I am for you guys every week. So, but again, man, I love you all. Thank you so much for listening, and party on.
Yeah, and one little teaser I want to drop. If you enjoyed that wrestling trivia episode of Anger, I'm working on a horror trivia for Nez. I think he's really going to crush this one, so that should be in the near future. And on that note, have fun, be safe, and embrace the madness.